The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 9th, 2010, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So we are very happy to be back here. Maharaji and I are very happy to be back here with all of the devotees here in Kaliningrad, Russia. Hare Krishna.
Sankarshan Maharaj ki jai. Vishnu Priya ki jai.
So tonight we're going to dive into the ocean of unlimited nectar.
Сегодня мы будем погружаться в океан безграничного нектара.
Through the wonderful doorway known as Bhagavad Gita.
И замечательную книгу будем читать под названием Bhagavad Gita.
Tonight we will read from chapter 8, text number 15.
Сегодня будем из восьмой главы читать 50
стих. Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mam upetya punarjanma. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Napnuvanti mahatmana. Sansidin paramangata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as avyakta and akshata and paramagati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable. But it is the highest goal, the destination for the mahatmas, great souls. The mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to go to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personless devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the Supreme Souls. Vande Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatan Vitantam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Spiritual world is a much better place.
Духовный мир — это самое лучшее место.
What's the proof?
Доказать.
Anybody who goes there doesn't come back here.
Никто не захочет оттуда возвращаться сюда.
Of course, we're very attached to our place, isn't it? We're very attached to our material place.
Мы очень привязаны к нашему материальному месту.
Prabhupada gives the example of that Russian cosmonaut.
Прабхупада давал пример русского космонавта.
He was circling the globe, you see.
Который обогнул земной шар.
But every time you come around, you look, where is my Moscow?
Каждый раз, когда он пролетал в космосе, он смотрел вниз и смотрел, где же моя Москва?
So in this way, you see, we're very attached to our place in this material world, you see.
Мы очень привязаны к местам в этом материальном мире.
There's a nice verse in this connection.
Mm-hmm.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
Yasyatma buddhi kunape trithaduke svadi kalatradishu bhoma ijadi yatirta buddhi nal salile nakar hachid janesh fabigeshu sa eva gokaraha. One who considers the bodily bag made of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, to be his very self, who considers the place of his birth to be a holy tirtha, who considers his family members to be those who are related to him by blood,
считает самим собой и членов семьи считает своими родственниками,
and who goes to the holy places of pilgrimage merely to take bath there, but not to hear from the sages. Bhagavatam says, Saeva Gokaraha. They are simply Asyol and what's the cow word in Russian?
Karova.
Karova. They are simply Karova and Asyol.
Yeah.
You see? So, do not be Karova Ashram.
Не будьте коровами.
Become human being.
Станьте человеческим существом.
This life is meant for enlightened consciousness.
Эта жизнь предназначена, чтобы оживить свое сознание.
You are meant to wake up from a sleep of bodily consciousness.
И вы должны проснуться от сна телесного сознания.
I am not Russian.
Я не русский.
I am not American.
Не американец.
I am not Latvian.
Не латыш.
You see? Jivara Svarupahai Krishnara Nityada. The constitutional position of the living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Конституциональное положение живого существа — это вечный слуга Кришны.
That's who you are.
Это то, кем являетесь.
You're not that female body.
Вы не это женское тело.
You're not that male body.
И не мужское тело.
That is just a garment.
Это просто украшение.
It's not you.
Но это не вы.
You can take a garment, you can leave a garment.
Можете принять украшение, можете его оставить.
Just like when I was doing a retreat in Govinda Valley in Australia.
Как в Австралии, в долине Говинда.
I walk down the hall and my kurta, these kurta pockets, they always catch on things, you see. Kurta pocket, it catches on things easily. It gets stuck, caught on things.
От курты может легко оторваться.
So it caught on something and my kurta went zhip. It ruined kurta, you see.
Может разойтись по швам и порваться.
So was I hurt?
Но я при этом сам пострадал.
Was I destroyed?
Разрушился ли я при этом?
No, just my kurta, that's all.
Нет, всего лишь моя курта, моя одежда порвалась.
But if I'm thinking I am my kurta, then I'd be devastated.
Если я буду думать, что я есть сама какая-то курта, я буду просто опустошен, разрушен.
But if I realize I'm not my kurta, so what if it gets ripped? I have another kurta in my suitcase, no big deal.
Когда я понимаю, что я не эта курта, то какие проблемы? У меня еще одна курта в чемодане лежит.
So in this way, we have to detach ourselves from these material bodies.
Таким образом мы привязываемся к этим материальным телам.
What if you went to the doctor said, you're dying of terminal cancer, I'll give you 3 days to live, and that's it.
Если мы...
The doctor told you, you have 3 days to live, you have terminal cancer.
Нам, что у вас, дорогой мой, рак, и вам осталось 3 дня всего лишь жить.
Would you be upset?
Будет ли вы при этом разочарованы?
Would you be disturbed?
Будете обеспокоены?
If you think you're your body, yes, you'd be very disturbed.
Если думаете, что вы это тело, конечно, будете обеспокоены.
But you know, well, that's a big deal. And I, Krishna has gave me this one, or give me another one. You know, what's the big deal?
Понимаете, что подумаешь, большое ли дело? Кришна другое тело даст.
If my car gets old, I go into the car dealer, get a new model. That's all. What's the problem?
Если телега, повозка ломается, какие проблемы?
People do that. They buy a new car, and it gets old. They go down and trade it in a new one.
Если машина сломалась, мы можем взять другую машину.
Everybody's happy when they go down and get their new car.
И каждый счастлив при этом, когда получает новую машину.
They don't feel bad. Oh, I have to give up my old car.
Не особенно сокрушается. Ой, моя старая машина.
So why we should lament at death?
Так почему же страдать по поводу
смерти? I'm just giving up an old car and getting a new one. That's
просто бросить ее как старую машину и получить новую.
I'll either get a new material body, which should be a rejuvenated body, you see.
Получив новое тело, живое тело.
Or if I've been Krishna conscious, you see, I'll get a spiritual body.
Мы получим возможность еще одно оживить свое сознание, сознание Кришны.
I'd like to talk about that.
Хотелось бы мне об этом поговорить.
What does it take to qualify for a spiritual body?
И какова же квалификация, чтобы получить это духовное тело?
You know what Srila Prabhupada says in the 5th canto, chapter 5, text 18 of the Bhagavatam?
5.5.18, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, знаете, что говорит? В 5-й песне, 5-й главе, 18 стихе.
Says you have to become a pure devotee to go back to Godhead.
Станьте чистыми преданными и вернетесь обратно к Богу.
What? A pure devotee?
Что чистым преданным стать?
Me? Become a pure devotee?
Я стану чистым преданным стать?
Impossible.
Да это ли невозможно?
Don't think like that.
Но не думайте так.
It's possible for you to become a pure devotee.
Именно для вас и возможно стать чистым преданным.
You may say, but it's too austere.
Если кто-то скажет, это слишком аскетично.
I'd rather enjoy my senses a little bit, please.
Ну можно я хоть чуть-чуть чувствую, понаслаждаюсь.
But you know what?
Вы знаете что?
Becoming a pure devotee is the easiest thing.
Стать чистым преданным это самое легкое из всех вещей.
You know what the austerity is?
И в чем же аскеза?
Holding on to your material attachments. That is the austerity.
Проблема в том, что вся аскеза в том, что мы держимся за свои материальные привязанности.
Completely surrendering to Krishna, that is the easiest thing to do.
Полностью предаться Кришне, это самое легкое из всех вещей.
Trying to be Krishna conscious while at the same time holding on to material attachments, that is very difficult.
Но стараться стать чистым преданным, при этом держаться за свои материальные привязанности, вот это самая сложная вещь.
What is the proof?
Где же доказательство?
You know what is the proof?
Знаете, где доказательство?
Draupadi.
Draupadi.
There's the proof.
Вот и есть доказательство.
She was the much, in one hand, she was surrendering to Krishna.
Предаваясь Кришне, держалась одной рукой.
The other hand, she was holding on to her sari, you see.
Сари, другой возносила к небесам Кришне.
She was struggling like anything.
Так страдала при этом.
She couldn't handle it. It was too much for her.
Не могла ничего поделать. Это было слишком для нее.
So if you try to be Krishna conscious and at the same time hold on to your material attachments, you will find that it is very difficult and very stressful also.
Если вы стараетесь стать преданным, при этом держитесь за материальные привязанности, это будет очень сложным.
But if you put both hands of Krishna like Draupadi, Krishna, you can do whatever you want to with me. I'm just yours, that's it, nothing else. That is pure bhakti. And then what happens? What happened to Draupadi? She got an unlimited sari. And what will happen to you if you put both hands to Krishna? He will give you unlimited facility to serve Him. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number
22.
Do we have any Bhakti Shastri certified devotees here?
Если у нас здесь сертифицированные преданные бхакти шастры прошедшие.
Any bhakti shastri? No.
Кто прошел бхакти шастры?
Your bhakti shastri? No.
Here, Вишвавас Прабху.
He did.
Расскажи.
You took your.
Расскажите сами.
It was several years ago. Just it was here, not like in India, like full course of bhakti shastri, but like short one for a year.
See, do you get bhakti shastri degree? You did? All right. What is chapter 9, text 22, Bhagavad Gita? You don't know? Huh? You know? 922, Bhagavad Gita.
If you offer with love and devotion.
No, that's 926. Yeah. You're close. You're only four away. It's pretty close, only four verses away. 922 is a very important verse also. Ananyaschintayanto mam ye janaparyapasate tesham nichabhyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those, 922. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they like.
На тем, кто всегда поклоняется мне с безраздельной преданностью, сосредоточив свой ум на моем духовном образе, я даю то, чего им не достает, и сохраняю то, что у них уже есть.
In other words, if you put yourself completely under the control of Krishna,
другими словами, если вы полностью предадитесь под контроль
Krishna, He will give you complete protection, everything, all facility He'll give you.
Он даст вам полную защиту и все, что вам необходимо.
And how much facility does he have to give you facility? Well, Krishna owns, he happens to own everything. And he happens to control everything also. So if that person who owns everything and controls everything is going to give you everything you need at every minute, you're in good shape.
Личность, которая всем обладает и все контролирует, может вам дать все, что угодно, в любую минуту.
Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna delivers to your front door. He delivers it right to your front door, like DHL man, you see.
Кто-нибудь, конечно.
Courier.
Krishna просто доставит нас, как...
Krishna becomes your personal courier. Whatever you need, he comes to your front door, he knocks on the door and says, here it is. The pure devotee is never lacking anything spiritual or material. He has full facility.
He
doesn't have to worry about money. Doesn't have to worry about food, where he will sleep, how he will travel from this place to that place. Krishna gives him everything. He has no worries. So in this way, there's a great benefit to being a pure devotee. So what's stopping us from being pure devotees? Do you know what is stopping us from being pure devotees?
Знаете, что нас останавливает?
Our doubts.
Doubts. Наши сомнения.
Prabhupada told his disciples in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada сказал нам ученику в Лос-Анджелесе.
Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but you were thinking maybe.
Вот
Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill.
Krishna поднял холм Говардхан.
But you're thinking maybe he did that. Maybe means perhaps.
А ты думаешь, может быть, поднял? Вероятно.
In other words, Prabhupada's disciples, Prabhupada said, you all have doubts whether Krishna lifted the hill or not.
Даже ученикам Прабхупады говорил, что у тебя сомнения по поводу того, что Кришна поднял Говардхан.
Because we live in an atheistic society, you see.
Мы живем в атеистическом обществе.
Well, Charles Darwin is considered to be the Jagat Guru. Charles Darwin is considered to be Jagat Guru, you see. So, therefore, we, because of all the pollution coming from this atheistic society, we have a tendency to be doubtful.
Именно из-за осквернения, которое проникает в нас из-за этого атеистического общества, мы имеем такое сознание.
This is why ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, is so important.
Это движение ISKCON Hare Krishna столь важно.
This gives us a different culture, you see, to be a part of.
Дает нам абсолютно другую культуру и возможность стать частью этой культуры.
We detach ourselves from that atheistic culture.
Мы отрекаемся от этой атеистической культуры.
And we simply attach ourselves to this Krishna culture.
И привязываемся к культуре духовной.
In this way, we become protected from the contaminating influence of the atheistic culture.
И это защищает нас от оскверняющего влияния атеистической культуры.
So I can ask if there's any questions.
Хочу вас спросить, есть ли какие-либо вопросы.
А вы можете рассказать, как когда вы встретились с преданными, и вот Кришна вам лично показал, как он сам заботится? На примере этого стиха 9.22, как вы получили опыт в самом начале.
Переведите.
He asked, can you tell us the first your experience when you met devotees and you felt the care of Krishna, that Krishna cares? Can you tell about your experience based on this verse? 9.22? 9.22.
Mm-hmm.
In the very beginning of Krishna consciousness, of your spiritual path.
Mm. My Krishna consciousness came slowly, slowly, a little here, a little there. My Krishna consciousness began with this picture.
Моё сознание Кришны вот с этой фотографии началось. Мало помалу.
I discovered this picture of Krishna in a gift store in Denver.
Я нашёл это изображение в одном из магазинов сувениров.
I've been reading the Bhagavad Gita. I knew this was God.
В Денвере. Я прочитал Бхагавад Гиту, я узнал, что это Бог.
I had a big poster of it.
У меня был большой постер.
So I started worshipping this picture, and this is the fall of 1968.
Поклоняться этому изображению.
And I chanted Hare Krishna. I offered my food to the picture.
What is the Bhagavad Gita text 926?
926. And at the same time, I had discovered a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, four verses away, that if you offer me with love and devotion, a leaf, flower, food, or water, I will accept it.
Я также нашел стих в четырех стихах от этого Бхагавад Гиты, когда Кришна говорит: «Предложи мне с любовью цветок, плод».
I had not met the devotees yet.
Я еще не встречал до этого преданных.
But I had heard that there were some what were called the Hare Krishna dancers in New York City in the Lower East. I heard about the Hare Krishna dancers in New York who used to dance on the streets of New York.
I'd
heard about them.
Hare Krishna, которые танцуют на улицах Нью-Йорка.
But I didn't really know how they related with Krishna.
Но я не знал, как быть связанным с Кришной.
Anyway, I became very enlivened by chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping Radha Govinda.
Так или иначе, я был очень оживлен, повторяя Hare Krishna и
And I said, I cannot relate to this material world.
Я для себя сказал, с этим материальным миром не буду иметь ничего общего.
I have to leave this material world. I have to go to India and become a sadhu.
Я оставлю этот материальный мир и уеду в Индию и стану садху.
So I was on my way to India to become a sadhu.
И когда я приехал в Индию, чтобы стать садху.
But then I had this realization that I shouldn't be going to India, I should go to San Francisco instead.
Я обрел такое понимание, что в действительности мне нужно в Сан-Франциско и не нужно.
So I headed the other direction and went to San Francisco.
Я в другое направление отправился в Сан-Франциско.
That was the day. These were the famous days of the countercultural movement, the hippie movement.
Это были самые известные дни культуры хиппи.
And the headquarters of the hippies was a neighborhood in San Francisco called Haight Ashbury.
И штаб-квартира этих хиппи была в Сан-Франциско.
And there was a famous park there called Golden Gate Park.
В известном парке Golden Gate Park.
Prabhupada used to go there and lead the kirtan in Golden
Gate. Часто ходил туда, чтобы вести киртан.
So anyway, I hitchhiked to San Francisco and I walked into the park, Golden Gate Park.
San Francisco, в этот Golden Gate Park.
And there I met them for the first time, the Hare Krishna devotees on Harinam.
И там я встретил первый раз преданных на Харинаме.
Seemed like about maybe 30 or 40 devotees, you know, dhotis, saris, all blissful, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Там было 30-40 преданных, все в ходе сари, все в блаженном, пели Харе
Кришна. They invited me to their temple.
Они пригласили меня в храм.
But unfortunately, you see, I'd been reading all the Mayavadi books.
Но, к сожалению, я прочел книги Майявади.
And the Mayavadis taught me that I was God.
А Майявади мне сказали, что ты Бог.
So I went to the temple, I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
you see. И когда я пришел в храм, я воспевал Hare Krishna.
And one Brahmacharini, she came up to me, she said, "Oh, you're chanting Hare Krishna so nicely."
Одна матушка Брахмачарини подошла и говорит, "Ой, вы так прекрасно повторяете Hare Krishna."
And I was thinking, ha, 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 if she only knew that I am Krishna. So I wasn't quite ready to surrender yet. Even though I had met the devotees, I wasn't ready to surrender yet, you see.
Because
I was convinced that I was Krishna. And I thought the devotees were naive because they didn't recognize that I was Krishna.
Думал, что преданные наивны, поскольку не узнают меня, Кришна.
I was really deluded by Mayavadi philosophy.
Я был сбит с толку Mayavadi.
So, at that time I ended up becoming a songwriter, a singer and songwriter at that time in San Francisco.
Я тогда был певцом и исполнителем своих песен.
And I was becoming a little puffed up because you could say it. Maybe I was getting kind of puffed up because people liked my music. They used to really like my music a lot, and I was getting deluded by false pride because of them.
Я был несколько горд из-за того, что людям нравилась моя песня, которую я сочиняю. Из-за этого я несколько.
At the same time, one devotee named Makanlal, he's now on the. I think he's taking sannyas soon. Soon he will be Makanlal Maharaj. He was Makanlal Das Brahmachari then. But, he was preaching to me a lot. He very kindly invited me to spend the night at the temple. So in this way, gradually I associated a little bit more with the devotees. I would sometimes help them put on their Sunday feast program. And in this way, I gradually associated, but I kept myself distant. I was thinking, they're trying to spread peace by Hare Krishna, but I will spread peace by my songwriting and singing. But even though I wrote 300 songs and I was so much appreciated by so many people,
хотя у меня было 300 песен, и это вдохновляло очень многих людей.
That I started to lose that taste because some people didn't like my music and they used to complain to me how much they hated my music.
Я потерял вкус в конце концов, поскольку не все любили эти песни.
So in this way, I became a little frustrated with the idea of becoming a famous songwriter and singer.
В конце концов, я разочаровался в этой идее стать известным очень исполнителем, певцом.
And I was looking within my heart, trying to find what is the perfection. How I can become spiritually perfect.
Я обратился внутрь себя и начал думать, как мне духовно развить себя.
So I started being raised a Christian. I knew that Jesus Christ was a great self-realized soul.
Я знал, что Иисус Христос это великая из осознавших себя душ.
So I started praying to Lord Jesus, please Actually, I started studying Lord Jesus.
Я начал изучать, кто такой Христос.
To see what it was that made him the great self-realized soul that he was.
Что же сделало его столь возвышенной самореализованной душой?
And one day I realized what it was.
Однажды я понял.
I found a verse in the New Testament.
Я нашел в Новом Завете один стих.
Christ says, "Father, not my will, but Thy will be done."
Не по моей воле, а по твоей, о Господь, о Отец.
I was so excited. I knew I found the answer.
Я так был вдохновлен. Я понял, что я.
How to become self-realized?
Как стать самоосознавшимся?
You just got to do what God wants.
Просто нужно делать то, что хочет Господь.
Forget what you want.
Забудь то, что ты.
Just do what God wants.
Делай только то, что хочет Господь.
I had one problem though.
У меня была проблема.
I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I was waiting for a voice from the sky. But no voice came. What to do? So, I realized, I can't hear God, but God can hear me.
Я понял, что я не могу слышать Бога, но Бог может слышать меня.
So what I did is every day I would pray, "Dear God, please guide me how I can become Your perfect servant."
И каждый день что я сделал, я молился, дорогой Господь, пожалуйста, направляй меня, чтобы я стал твоим чистым.
Very sincerely, very intensely, I prayed like that.
Очень искренне, очень погруженно, интенсивно я молился Господу.
And you know what happened?
Знаете, что случилось?
Krishna answered my prayer.
Кришна ответил на мою.
Krishna, who was within my heart.
Просьбу. Внутри моего сердца.
And in the heart of a wonderful devotee named His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami.
Он послал одного прекрасного преданного, Вишну Джанасвами.
He inspired Vishnu Janaswami, who was 175 miles away in Houston, Texas.
Он вдохновил из сердца Вишну Джанасвами, который был в то время в тысячу.
To come to Austin to open to preach in Austin, Krishna consciousness.
Отправиться в Остин и проповедовать там.
So that's when I finally connected with the devotees. It was through Vishnu Janaswami.
Вот именно так я и был связан с настоящим преданным через Вишну с вами.
I had associated with the devotees in San Francisco and in Berkeley, but to me they were a little strange.
Я общался с преданными в Сан-Франциско и в Беркли, но это было для меня несколько странно.
You know, a bunch of guys wearing bed sheets with shaved heads, you know.
Ребята с бритоголовыми.
I mean, they seemed really weird to me, you know. Because in those days, it was cool to have long hair, you know, and hippie beads. And that was the cool thing. And they're wearing shaved head and a robe. I mean, come on. I thought it was a little strange, you know. I liked the chanting, but I thought the devotees were a bit weird. But when I met Vishnu Janaswami, he was a whole other category. He was like a Paramahamsa that dropped in from the spiritual world. I mean, he was really something. It was amazing. I used to watch him play that harmonium, you know? And his fingers would dance on the keyboard. It was just like a ballerina, you know, dances very beautiful, graceful movements, a ballerina. Well, I would watch his fingers on that keyboard. It was like watching a beautiful ballerina, you know, doing a dance. It was so amazing to see how every little thing about him was just so amazing. And how his lifestyle was amazing.
Его стиль жизни был поразителен.
He came to Austin with no money.
Он приехал в Остин без денег.
No vehicle.
Без машины.
No helpers. He was all alone.
Никто ему не помогал.
All he had was a danda.
Единственное, что у него было, это данда.
A blanket.
Одеяло.
A razor blade. Shaving.
Бритва.
A toothbrush.
Зубная щетка.
The first canto of the Bhagavatam.
Первая.
You know what he had, the first canto? He had the original brown one that came off the boat that Prabhupada bought on the boat. He had a set of those. Oh. And he had a little abridged Bhagavad Gita. He had no kartav. He had no madanga. He didn't have the harmonium yet either. That was later on. But he had two instruments. Can you guess what those two instruments were that he had? That's one of them. He had his hands. What was the other instrument? The other instrument? He had his voice. He had his hands and he had his voice. So he stood out on the street and he chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He attracted so many people. He said, you invite me to your home and I will turn your home into a temple. So he had a wonderful Namahat program going on. Every night he would go to a different house. He would sell Back to Godhead magazine for 25 cents. And he would take that money that he collected, he would buy the Bhoga in the afternoon. He would go to the house and he'd cook a wonderful feast, just overflowing with bhakti.
Oh.
His cooking was unbelievable. He could make the most simple preparation. And it was just oozing with bhakti. We were so poor that we had practically no money, but he would make, you know, that Malpura. We couldn't even afford milk. He would make it out of powdered milk. But that was straight from Goloka. That Malpura that Vishnu Dharmaraj made, it was just like straight from Goloka.
You know?
And in a very short time, even though he had no money, he had no followers, he had no facilities, two brahmacharis joined him, even though there was no temple to live in. He was living as a beggar with no place to sleep. And two boys joined him. But we will also be beggars along with you. And in this way, one university professor, Dr. Ray Neubauer. Dr. Ray Neubauer. That's a university English professor. He said, Swami, I will rent a house. And my wife and I will keep one room, and you, devotees, you can have the rest of the house as a temple. So he came to town with nothing, and within a few weeks he had a temple full of devotees. It was amazing. So that's when it was through him that I really learned to appreciate what is a devotee of Krishna, you
see.
And then you know what Prabhupada told me? I got a letter one time from
Prabhupada.
It's a wonderful thing. He said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. So I always relish and cherish that training I received from him. I was a rascal, though. But he tolerated my nonsense. If it hadn't been for his tolerance, I'd probably still be in the material world, you see. But his kindness, he tolerated my nonsense and kept giving me his loving kindness. So by his mercy, I was able to become a disciple of
Prabhupada.
So this is the quality of the devotees that make them different from the non-devotees. That quality is, the devotee is an ocean of mercy. I know this from my personal experience with Vishnu Jana Swami. He was truly an ocean of mercy. Any other question?
Can you give the brightest example of your
taking care of Krishna about you in the beginning of your spiritual life, when Krishna took care about you.
Вы
можете дать яркий пример о том, что когда Кришна позаботился о вас в самом начале преданного служения?
Матхуряшвили, английский вариант, переведите.
А?
Just a minute. She asks, just can you tell us when you had the first experience when you felt that Krishna took care about you? So.
In the very beginning, and back in 68, when I was chanting Hare Krishna in my apartment.
В самом начале, в 1968 году.
I felt how Krishna was taking me away from all the miseries of this material existence.
Я почувствовал, что Кришна спасает меня от всех страданий этого материального мира.
His beautiful form.
Его прекрасная форма.
His beautiful name.
Его прекрасное имя.
I didn't know who that beautiful girl was who was looking at him, but
я увидев эту фотографию, не знал еще, что это за красивая девушка рядом с Кришной.
I was not attracted to the beautiful girl. I was attracted to the way she was attracted to Krishna.
Я не привлекся этой прекрасной девушкой, я был привязан к Кришне.
I would look in Radharani's eyes and I would see what amazing love she, I didn't know her name, but what amazing love that girl has for Krishna.
Я не знал ее имени, но взглянув в ее глаза, я подумал, какая удивительная любовь у нее к Кришне.
So that this is in the form of the mantra, Hare Krishna, in the form of this picture, that's when I first felt the mercy of Krishna very strongly in my life.
В форме Hare Krishna Махамантры и этого изображения я получил это впечатление, защиту, поддержку, любовь к Кришне.
Next question.
Практиковали ли вы первые годы пранаяму? Какой интенсивный опыт освоения йогических техник у вас был до встречи с преданными? Вот вы упомянули период, который назвали Майя Вайзер.
Did you practice pranayama in the very beginning of your devotional or your spiritual path?
I have sometimes done pranayama for health.
Иногда я для здоровья делал упражнения пранаяма.
But in this age, that system, the Ashtanga system, which includes pranayama, is not practical for bringing one to the liberated platform.
Но в этот век система под названием пранаяма, она не практична, не сможет привести нас на.
It's very good for physical health.
На уровень освобождения, она может.
But it's not that you can realize God through pranayama.
Нам помочь со здоровьем, но она не поможет нам осознать Бога.
This is stated in the Brihad Naradiya Purana.
Это утверждается в Брихад Нарадия Пурана.
So what is the type of yoga for this age of Kali?
Каков тип йоги?
Харинама, харинама. Харинама ива кевалам, кало настева настева, гатираньята. In this age, you must do the mantra yoga, mantra yoga, mantra yoga, if you want to become free from this material existence.
В этот век нужно практиковать мантра йогу, если мы хотим достичь освобождения.
So that mantra yoga is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But you can still do your pranayama, it's very good for health.
Можно делать и пранаяму для здоровья, это хорошая вещь.
Sometimes the doctors also prescribe pranayama.
Иногда врачи прописывают пранаяму.
A few months ago I had a mild case of pneumonia and my doctor prescribed pranayama.
Несколько. Некоторое время назад доктор мне прописал тоже пранаяму.
It's good, it strengthens the lungs.
Lungs?
А,
для легких это очень благоприятно.
It's very good for the health, pranayama.
Очень хорошо для здоровья подходит пранаяма.
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
So everyone satisfied now?
Все уже удовлетворены?
Ready to focus on becoming a pure devotee? Yes?
Когда вы повторяете мантру Хари Кришна, последнее время, что вас вдохновляет больше всего? Как-то помогает? Думаете о чем-то?
When you chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra last time, this time, now.
Love?
No.
What is it?
You chant Hare Krishna at this
usually,
time, in this present time. Mm-hmm.
In this present time, when you chanting Hare Krishna, what inspired you now?
Oh. I have a very good answer for that question. This answer is given by Rupa Goswami. A beautiful, beautiful shloka by Rupa Goswami. Tadavadi mamacheta Krishna, what is it? Tunde tundavali vriting vitanute tundavali lamdiye karna krodha kadambani gatayate kunarvyude braspriham chaita prangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyadbir amitai krishna iti varnadvai. Which means, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced.
Я не знаю, сколько нектара производят эти прекрасные два звука Кришна.
When I chant the name of Krishna within my mouth,
когда я повторяю имена Кришны,
it appears to dance within my mouth.
То кажется, что сам Кришна танцует в моем рту.
And when that name is dancing in my mouth, it feels so good. I want to have many, many mouths.
И это чувство столь прекрасно, что мне хочется иметь много-много ртов.
And then when the name of Krishna enters in the holes of my ears,
а когда имя Кришны в мои уши входит,
I desire to have many, many millions of ears.
У меня появляется желание обладать миллионами ушей.
And when the name dances in the courtyard of my heart,
а когда имя пляшет в моем сердце,
it completely conquers the activities of my mind.
Это побеждает мой ум.
And I am stunned in a state of transcendental wonder.
Он перестает работать, я оказываюсь в состоянии духовного.
These are the words of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
Это стих Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
So, what does that mean?
Что же это значит?
Millions of mouths and billions of ears.
Миллионы ушей, миллионы языков, ртов.
What is the meaning?
В чем смысл этого?
I hope you understand the meaning.
Как понять значение, смысл этого?
Let's say that we wanted to honor you because we appreciate you're a very nice devotee. We wanted to give you a special gift to honor you.
Чтобы вознаградить вас прекрасно, как прекрасно преданно, у нас есть подарок. Да?
Do you know that sweet gulab jamuns?
Знаете, gulab jamuns ели?
You like gulab jamun?
Нравится gulab jamun?
Yes. Right. So, let's say we decided to honor you. So, we said we made a special treat for you. We invite you to that hall where we have the kirtan programs, you know. That hall with the stage where we go. We invited you to that hall, and when you walk in, you find there's 10,000 containers stacked in that room, from the floor to the ceiling, the whole room filled up with 10 million gulab jamuns.
Представьте, то есть вы приходите, вот то, что у нас воскресная программа будет, и вот вы приходите туда, и тот зал, где будет общественная программа, с пола до потолка просто наполнен этими gulab jamuns.
And we say, okay, Prabhu, now enjoy your gulab jamun. You say, what can I do? I mean, 10 million gulab jamun. I only have one mouth. My belly is only this big. I mean, how can I possibly enjoy 10 million gulab jamun? But if Krishna would give me 10 million mouths, and 10 million bellies, then I could surely relish those 10 million gulab jamun. So in this way, Rupa Goswami is describing
it.
That there is so much nectar in these two syllables, Krishna, that one mouth isn't enough. Give me millions of mouths. And two ears is not enough. There's so much nectar in Krishna that my two ears can't get all of it. So if Krishna could best bless me with 10 trillion ears, you see, then I could start to taste the real nectar of Krishna.
начать наслаждаться этим великим нектаром Кришна.
So in this way, if you remember how much nectar there is in those two syllables Krishna, you see.
Вот так мы сможем помнить, сколько нектара в этих двух звуках Кришна.
Then we can dive deeply into our japa mala yagya.
Когда начнем помнить об этом, мы сможем погрузиться глубоко в нашу джапа.
We can swim in an ocean of unlimited gulab jamun juice.
В эту ягью плавай в этом безграничном океане гулаб джамунов.
In this way.
Таким образом.
Any other questions?
Другие можно.
This is the last question. Yeah.
Это будет последний вопрос.
Вот вы говорили, что основное препятствие, ну, для преданного служения — это сомнение. Но вот Арджуна тоже засомневался. Это, что вот было, ну, причина его сомнения?
You said that the main obstacle on the path of devotional service is the doubts. Arjuna also was in doubt. What was the reason that Arjuna was in doubt?
Because you're in doubt.
What?
Because you're in doubt.
Поскольку ты сомневаешься.
And you need help how to get out of doubt.
Тебе нужна помощь, поэтому.
Krishna, Arjuna, I mean to say, presented himself as a person of doubt. Actually, Arjuna has no doubt.
Арджуна не был ни в каких сомнениях, но он представил себя как личность, в которой сомневается.
But he presented himself as a doubting person, so that you could see how a doubting person becomes free from doubt.
Он предстал пред нами сомневающимся, чтобы мы могли увидеть и освободиться от всех сомнений.
And you can also see what is the cause of doubt.
Можно увидеть, в чем причина этих.
What was the what caused Arjuna to be in doubt?
Была причина сомнений Арджуны.
What does he say? 2:7 Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosho pahatasvabhava pricham mitvang dharma samudacheta yat shreyam sanishchitang bruhitan me shishyashte hang shadimang tvang prapanam. What is the cause of his doubt? He says, now I am in doubt about my duty. Because of miserly weakness.
Из-за слабости. Слабость стала причиной моих сомнений.
There's your answer.
В этом ответ.
Doubt is due to miserliness.
Из-за скупости.
Do you know that word miserliness? Miser, yeah. Selfishness.
Из-за эгоизма появляется.
As soon as you try to make yourself the center of enjoyment.
Когда мы себя ставим в центр наслаждений всех.
As soon as you try to be an enjoyer separate from Krishna,
пока мы стараемся вместо Кришны стать наслаждающим,
you must necessarily be cast into an ocean of doubt.
Мы погружаемся в океан без нужды сомнений, в океан сомнений.
Selfishness is the one word answer.
Эгоизм – это еще один.
So don't be selfish.
Не нужно быть эгоистом.
Don't see yourself as the center of the universe.
Не думай, что ты центр вселенной.
You have to see that Krishna is the center.
Нужно видеть Кришну центром вселенной.
And then when you see Krishna as the center and you always think, speak and act in such a way that Krishna is the center.
Когда увидишь Кришну центром вселенной, ты будешь автоматически говорить всегда о Кришне как о центре вселенной.
You develop unflinching faith.
И разовьешь непоколебимую веру.
In the words of Guru.
Слова Гуру.
And the words of Krishna.
Слова Кришны.
And what will be the result?
Увидим результат, каков он.
According to the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, chapter 6, text 23.
Согласно Шветашватаре Упанишаде.
Who knows what will the result be? Where's our Bhakti Shastri? Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only under those great souls who are completely free from all doubts by putting unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. Only unto them is all the Vedic knowledge revealed.
Только тем личностям, которые всю свою веру направили на своего губ слова, вложили в слова своего Гуру, всю веру, открывается абсолютная истина.
So when doubt comes,
и растворяются все, уходят все сомнения.
Kick out doubt.
Что нужно сделать с сомнениями? пануть их посильнее.
By putting Krishna in the center.
Нужно поместить Кришну в центр.
And then you will, all the Vedic knowledge will become revealed to you.
И все ведическое знание тотчас же откроется вам.
You become a fully self-realized soul.
Станете полностью осознавшим себя душой.
Преманджана чодита бхакти валочанена сантакса дайва хридаешу валокаянти Yangshama Shundarama Chintraganas Parupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. And you will see Krishna everywhere. Your doubts are blocking your dark Krishna darshan.
Сомнения закрывают даршан Кришны.
Did you know that Krishna is in front of you right now?
Знаете, что Кришна прямо перед вами сейчас стоит.
But you can't see him.
Но вы не можете его видеть.
Because your eyes are blinded by doubts.
Глаза закрывают сомнения.
Now you kick out doubt.
Нужно пнуть сомнения.
And then you will see Krishna at every minute.
И тогда сможем видеть Кришну каждую минуту.
So our time has run out for the night. We'll stop here.
Время остановится.
What is our next program? Tomorrow morning here at Bhagavatam. What time?
8 a.m.
Завтра
утром 8 утра будет здесь Бхагаватам класс.
Okay, everyone come tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors. Bring your prime minister. Bring everyone. Let's make a revolution. Let's make the real Russian revolution. Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Sankarshan Maharaj ki.
The
question about Mangalarti.
Ask me in the morning.
Mangalarti is
asking. Oh, Mangalarti. What time?
4 o'clock?
Or no, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Mangalarti, yes. Everyone's invited for 5 o'clock Mangalarti. Everyone, please come. 5 o'clock Mangalarti. Jai, thank you. Спасибо. Okay, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.